This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you have a little bit of a team meeting after the game?
No.
Took a little longer than usual.
No, I'm just wondering. Nah, I did talk to him, but, just the normal talk. Yeah. Wanted to make sure that Florida finally came in.
Just what's your reaction to tonight's game?
Well, we won the game, and right now that's the type of team we are. We're not playing great. It's good to win a game like that. We've won two like that. You knew coming into this night, no matter who you're playing, when you play a team back-to-back games and you give them 3 days, you knew it'd be a tough game. But we made it so much harder. I thought. We played for the first 5 minutes great, and then we went back to old habits. I thought our energy was terrible. I thought Chris Wilcox saved the game for us single-handedly with his effort, and I thought it was obvious. He didn't do anything but played hard and played with great effort, and I thought that leadership led everybody else into doing it. You know, Kevin I exclude him because he always plays the right way. But we got to get more guys to play harder, better. I don't care about well. You know, I don't care if you play well or not because that's just human. You know, if you can make shots or not, it happens. But we have to. We just have to play with a better focus, and we got to run our schemes better.
With Jason tonight, did you see some strides?
Yeah. I thought he was terrific. And, you know, it's funny. We left Jason in. Because he was playing great defense, you know. That may be the first in his career that's ever been said about Jason Terry. But he was terrific. I thought the ball pressure, and he did a lot of good things for us defensively. And when he does that with his shot, you keep him on the floor because he gives you a shooter's chance all the night. So it was really good to just see him. He's getting it, you know, offensively. I'm not that concerned by it, though.
Did Rondo call his own number out of those timeouts?
No, the one was I called the ISO. I wanted a 2-for-1. You know, I told him that was a bad execution too because he got forced to the sideline, and that way he couldn't go as quick as we wanted him to go. But I think it was 34 seconds or whatever. So we felt like, let's go 2-for-1 here. And it was a quick ISO for him. And I told him to shoot it quick. So the first one. The second one, it was bad execution again, honestly. It was a pin down for Paul. It was supposed to be. Paul, we wanted at the elbow, and he was there. I thought Rondo could have thrown it to him. Then Jet was coming off the weak side. I thought Rondo made up his mind to go for it. I'm fine with that, but I didn't like the execution.
All right, some tough calls down the stretch and a really close game. What's it say about the team's development that they were actually able to pull it out?
I don't know. we should have. Honestly, you know, and listen, I love winning and I want to win every game. Their two best players aren't playing. And so, to me, we should have won the game. But the fact that it was still close, there were some calls that could go in either way. And I thought overall we kept our composure. That's always a good thing.
Doc, what about the trapping defense? It seemed like you generated a lot of energy late fourth quarter in the overtime with some KG and Rondo
traps. Yeah, it was good. You know, I thought we were supposed to do that at the beginning of the game. And that's why I was so frustrated early. Whenever Seraphin got the ball, we were going. I wasted two timeouts to remind our guys to go with speed. You know, we were going, but we were trying to play the cat and mouse trap game, which guys in the NBA are too good for that. You can do that in college, but not in this league. And so when we talked about it at halftime, I thought we came out and did it and forced a ton of turnovers.
You talked about guys needing time together to get, you know, into the schemes and all that. Are you still grading on the curve here, or are you less willing to do so on
grading on the curve.
Allowing for the fact that you've got new guys.
Yeah, I always allow for that, Steve, but I still want us to put more into the game. You know, we're not going to play great. Our execution's not going to be great. Guys are, you know, the one play where Jet tight curls and LB throws it out of bounds, that's just not being playing together. That's going to continue to happen for a while. But I just want to see it all with effort every game. And we're getting it. Some guys are doing it. Some guys aren't.
Looks like that you need to beat
these two guys. Yeah. Two tight ones against them. Yeah, you know, listen, on the road in the NBA, and we lost two games, you expect tight, you know. Tonight, again, back-to-back games. I don't mind the tight games. You should win the game, and we did, so I'll take that. I just think even though we're not ready to be a great team at all yet, we can still be better now. And that's what I'm telling our guys.
That stretch with Brandon in overtime,
he was terrific. I thought Brandon played hard. He played physical. And that's what we need out of him every night. Between him and Jarrett, Chris Wilcox, we need that type of effort every single night, you know. And guys, again, they're not going to play. I didn't think Jarrett played great tonight. So someone picked him up. Chris picked him up. And Brandon picked him up. That's a team. That's what teams should do.
How was the process, from your perspective, Doc, going with finding that right effort or force or whatever you want to call it, coming off the bench when Kevin takes a seat?
It's a process. You know, that's what it is. You know, a lot of it still is. And they're still in thought, and it's hard to play in thought. And I'm trying to unlock them so they can just go out and play.
Other question, folks? With Kevin scoring, when Knights and Paul's off,
yeah,
are you comfortable that someone will step up?
Yeah, I think you're hoping someone. You know, Jeff, Brandon, Kevin, Jet. We got a lot of other guys that when one of our guys, you know, last year when one of our guys were off, we're in trouble. You know, this year, I'm hoping that when one of our guys are off, you got somebody else to pick it up. You know, and Rondo's going to score more this year, too. So that'll help a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.